Track 8, a message from the Archdeacon of Norwich. Now it's time to hear once again from Keith James, the Archdeacon of Norwich.
So the story goes that the great American writer Ernest Hemingway was once challenged to write a story in 6 words. I think this happened during some sort of boozy dinner. Anyway, he came down to breakfast the next day triumphantly clutching his 6-word story, which read, "For sale, baby shoes never worn." Apparently, he considered this his greatest work. Well, whatever you think of that, the Smith magazine in America a few years ago launched a competition inviting people to send in their own 6-word stories. Many were collected into a book. Here's a few examples. You might like to count these on your fingers whilst I read them. Here we go. This is from Blake Morrison, A Reflection on Life. Womb, bloom, groom, gloom, room, tomb. Okay, so this is another one. Good, but sad. Fell in love, married, divorced, repeat. Some were really poignant. This is one by the writer John Banville. Should have lived more, written less. Now, you do need to count these ones on your fingers. First of all, from Rudolf Delves, It Was All Too Brief. And then this one from the comedian Harry Enfield, I Could Never Get Anything Quite Right. Well, we could say that Jesus came up with his own 6-word story. When he was asked about what mattered most in life, he said, love God, love neighbour as yourself. But the gospel writer, St. John, is even more concise when it comes to words. He believed you could sum up God with one word, and the word is Jesus. He wrote this in the first chapter of his gospel. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh and lived among us, and we have seen his glory. John believes that Jesus is the Word that says what we need to know about God. And at Christmas we celebrate that this Word that sums up God is born a tiny child who actually has no words, which reminds us of an important truth, which is that love, blessing, truth always need to be embodied. And we know that. We know that love, blessing, these things need to take flesh because actions speak louder than words. Henri Nouwen was a writer and a chaplain in a community where disabled and able-bodied people lived together. He was walking to a meeting when one of his community, Alice, shouted, Henri, want a blessing? And Henri said, the blessing of God Almighty, Father, Son and Holy Spirit be with you. He made the sign of the cross and sped off to his meeting. That night at Mass, Alice stood up before the service started and said, I wanted a blessing. You didn't give me one. Give me a real blessing. So Henri invited her forward and enveloped her in his arms. She laid her head on his shoulders and Henri said, Alice, you are God's beloved. God loves you very, very much. At which point, everyone put up their hand and said, hey, I want a blessing too. Blessing and love need to be embodied, need to take flesh. So how can we describe who God is and what matters most in life? We might do it with 6 words, but St. John suggests 1 word will do. And the word is Jesus, the body language of God, the one who even as a wordless baby speaks to us of God and shows us that love always needs to take flesh. It always needs to be seen and felt and heard and known. And when that happens, heaven meets earth. And whatever time it is Christmas once again.
Thank you, Archdeacon, and thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us this month.